All right, welcome back to another episode of the Content Toolbox. Guess what, guys? I have been asked to do a live workshop here locally, and I've done it twice now, and I'm actually going to turn this into another live workshop. So we are going to repurpose our repurposing fast track, because the biggest thing that people keep asking me about, and the biggest thing that is making the biggest difference in anybody's business, is nailing that attraction bridge, which is a way of relating a personal story over to a business story so that you can lead with something personal. That is exactly what I am going to cover on this episode. I'm uncovering some awesome training that I had done from our event. So I want to have this for you guys. We never actually played it. We only did it at our event. I'm pulling it out of the archives. I want you guys to be able to have this training. So we're going to tee up the theme song, and we're going to tee up that training. And I will let you guys know at the end where you can get involved to actually do this with my personal guidance and make this happen for you and your business and your stories. Get out there and really develop that storyboard. So check this episode out. You want to understand and learn how to use this attraction bridge method in everything that you're doing, in all of your messaging, for sure. So let's go with the theme song, and we'll see you guys on the inside.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to the Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
I wanted to share with you the methodology that we use that I actually call the attraction bridge. And that is based on having a story that you're starting with. It's exactly what we want. So my methodology actually picks up right from the point where you have that story and you know what it is. But here's the thing that people ask me all the time. Okay, so I have a story and it's about nothing to do with business. So what am I actually going to do with it? Like, how do I transition people into a place where I'm taking a personal story and then I am bridging that into a way that makes sense for me to bring them along into my business? And it's true. And so I wanted to share with you one of the things that I've used recently, and it was one of our very top converting emails ever that we had sent out. And it was, ironically, a story about eyelashes. Now, I don't sell eyelashes. In fact, I sell how to repurpose your content and how to get all of that traffic to one central authority site. Those are things that we're focusing on. It has nothing to do with eyelashes, just to be clear. But I went back in my story board, right? And I said, okay, I want to find a story that talks about this particular emotion. And what that ended up being was a story about eyelashes, because it's something every day. And it happened to be during the time of COVID. So let me just share with you that story and then how I bridged that across. Okay. So the story was, it was a DIY fail during lockdown. And here I was recording episodes, getting stuff together for the Content Toolbox podcast episodes. But since we record all of these on video, I had to do the, you know, be presentable and get out of my jammies and actually put real clothes on and all of that stuff and get camera ready. So in getting camera ready, we are months into the pandemic and I don't have any more eyelashes. They were all gone, right? So couldn't handle it. Me personally. So I went to the drugstore and actually got some of the glue-on eyelashes. And I was trying to put those on, you know, with the glue, and then you have to like put it on. Apparently I do not have the dexterity for this. Oh, you know, in the movie Hannibal, in the very first movie, when they find him and he's in the prison and he's like, oh, check this storage container thing. And they go into the storage container and the agent, the, what is her name? So the FBI agent, Jodie Foster, she is out and she weasels her way down underneath the garage door. And she's coming up, she comes up inside the garage door and she's checking out with the flashlight all the stuff inside the storage container. And you got the eerie music playing, you know it's going to be creepy. And then she finds a car under the tarp. And she goes in and she pulls the tarp up off the car and she's looking in the backseat because she can see that somebody's in there. Turns out it's a mannequin in the backseat. But covered up under the little hood is the glass jar that contained a real head of a cross-dresser that had been beheaded. And in that, I remember very clearly, like, there was the head floating in the bottle. And then there was, like, one of the false eyelashes that was, like, hanging half on and half off. And all of them were glued together and stuff because they were wet and probably put on all poorly. And anyway, that is pretty much exactly like what my eyelashes ended up looking like when I tried to put them on from the drugstore. So, thankfully for all of you, the pandemic crisis has lifted a little bit and I can now pay somebody else to take care of my eyelashes for me so you don't have to deal with dead head in a jar eyelashes, Jen, right? That's not a pretty sight for anybody. But what I did was I took that story and I actually talked about that as a failure. And the reason that I had come to that was because I was introducing a podcast episode. And on that podcast episode, I wanted to highlight some of the stories and things that had been talked about in that episode. And one of the things, like one of the common core things that we are always running into here as business owners is the fear of failure. And that is, I know it's a big, big issue. So on your storyboard, and when you're working on that, your storyboard should contain your core values and some core emotions. And those are going to be the things that you talk about all the time, that you find yourself constantly repeating. And in this world of entrepreneurialism, we all suffer from this imposter syndrome and fear of failure. And like there's repeating patterns over and over and over. And so those patterns, like those things need to be in your storyboard. And that's one of the stories that I wanted to highlight in the podcast, but I didn't want to just send a story jumping right into something about, oh, we're dealing with fear of failure, blah, blah, blah. Like it had to be more interesting. I needed that attraction and bridge to share something personal from an actual story and then bring that through so that people were already engaged and like already connecting with me, which means they're just gonna come right along, right? So let me just rewind a little bit here. The whole entire point of our messaging and the reason that we're publishing, the reason we're out there sharing all these different messages and stories, and if we're a podcast or we're on a podcast, is we're trying to get more traffic to our business. Absolutely. So that we can grow, so we can scale, so we continue to serve and help other people as we have been called to do. And that's our whole purpose. But what it comes back to is getting enough eyeballs on your offers so that you're able to increase your bottom line, so that you're able to increase your impact and awareness. And all of those things have to come from making sure that you have the messaging that attracts. And if we continue to work backwards, that comes back to that know, like, and trust factor, which these days is really more like a know, like, and love factor, because everybody is making decisions based on how they're interacting with you online, especially right now in a social distance world. What they are seeing and hearing online, that's it. Well, the key to these social platforms is to be social, to be socially engaging, to be personable, to be relatable as a real human who also has failures and can't glue on eyelashes. Like that's a thing. And so it dawned on me when first of all, that was our biggest converting email, like I said, but I had several people ask me, how do you come up with these stories? And every time you send these things out, like it makes me want to keep reading because I've caught them on the attraction bridge and they're following me across, right? But people want to know, how is it that I'm relating a personal, completely non-business related, seemingly absolutely nothing to do with the other story How do we make that bridge, that transition? And that's exactly what I call the attraction bridge. So what the core essence of that breaks down to is, if you work backwards, if you have been a guest on a podcast, or you are creating your own podcast episode, or your own YouTube, or even your own blog, you're going to go look at what is the message, the underlying story that you're trying to share in that message, in the business message. And this takes some practice, but what you want to do is you want to work through that and just keep asking yourself, but why, but why, but why? Why was it important for you to put the time and effort in to write that blog or create that video or talk about that as a guest on another podcast? Why was that topic important? And I guarantee you that if you keep asking enough whys, you are going to break it down to a place where you find yourself running into a core emotion or a core value that you hold dear. And you just keep asking why, why.
But why?
Well, for me, in the episode that I was sharing, that core why kept coming down to, there's plenty of patterns, so I just had to pick one, but it kept coming down to overcoming that fear of failure and having confidence that what you're doing, you know, is going to work. So that fear of failure, I'm like, okay, now that I've identified why, what is the core emotion? What am I getting down to? Now that I've identified that piece, when's another time in my life when I felt the same way? And I always like, okay, it doesn't have to be business related. What am I going to do? When's another time when I had an epic failure? And for me, I've had a lot of those stories. And so I keep them in my story bank, but it's kind of fun to be able to pull out. So I just looked, I'm like, okay, there's the time that I like totally Supermaned across my bike, skinned up my chin. There was the time that I lost the championship in the swim team. There was, you know, there's all these times that I have run into failure. And I know because I keep them on my storyboard of like, these are times, these are fun stories to share because they put me in a relatable place. Everybody has childhood stories. Everybody's crashed on their bicycle. Everybody's lost something at sports, at least those of us that were playing before it was participation only. But we all have had those kinds of experiences. And what I want to find is something that people can totally relate to. And while eyelashes may not be something that everybody can relate to, we have all seen really badly done eyelashes. And in the story, I also had to share the head in a jar eyelash because everybody has seen that movie and you can instantly picture that smooshed face and the closed eyes and the one little eyelash like hanging off, right? Totally easy to say, yep, that's what I did. So it's fun to be able to relate another failure to what the final core emotion is that the episode is about. So the way the attraction bridge works is I break that initial, I break the message, the business message down and find that why. So fear of failure. Then when's another time in my life when I felt the same way? Okay, I've narrowed it down. I'm going to use the eyelash story. Great. Okay, now I have eyelashes, failure. How do I bring people across? So you tell the story and you highlight the epic failure. And then I highlight the fear of failure that I didn't think I was going to be able to get these things on, that I really wanted to have great looking eyelashes to record. And I ended up finding a different solution and overcoming that. And turns out it didn't really matter that much anyway. And funny enough, so I'm bridging people through. I'm actually explaining what I learned from it and like how I overcame it and what I learned, right? So I'm bringing people across that bridge because everybody else who's had a trivial story that can relate to a fear of failure, they're just coming right across that bridge with me because they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember a time when I did that. I can totally relate. And then you're like, hey, that's exactly the same way that I felt when I was recording this episode of the podcast because my guest was talking about fear of failure. And those are things that we all talk about in our business. So then all of a sudden I have a super warmed up audience that's come across this attraction bridge with me. And they're already like, they've already taken on my emotion. They are right there. Like they have been attracted to that message because they felt the same way. We've connected on an emotional level. We've created that no like and trust, no like and love factor. And so they're already there with me. So then when I say, hey, It's exactly the same way that I felt when I recorded this episode, or when I was putting together this product, or when it's you do that kind of like bridge, but you're sharing that emotion and you're bringing people right into it. So at that point, it's just literally a gentle nudge. They've already come across the bridge and you're just giving them just a little nudge and they're like, oh, I'm right there with you. Yes, I do feel those same things in my business. Yes, this does make sense. Then my solution becomes their solution in the same way because they've already trusted me to come across in relating back to a trivial story from your childhood or from earlier that day. It doesn't have to be childhood, but I mean, I tell stories about doing the dishes and about what my stupid things my pets do. Like anything, it doesn't matter. Everyday life, because we all live everyday life. We all have these silly little stories and everybody can relate to it as long as you can drill it down to that core emotion. So you've got the business story emotion, and then you have your other personal story emotion, and you're using the attraction bridge to pull people across that exact same thing. And then you can take all of that same story and that epiphany that you've just experienced in understanding that core emotion and understanding what you learned from it. If you're pulling people across that way, then you can take and repurpose the crap out of that content, and it's going to continue to engage because you're going to find people in the middle of that story. They're going to relate, and then you hit them with the business message. So that is the attraction bridge formula that we use here. And I wanted to share that. It's a great thing to practice. Anytime you have, like, just go look at some message that you have on your business and drill down. Just start asking why, until you get to a place where you feel that gut check, where you feel that emotion. And I guarantee that you will be able to relate it to another story and that it was going to make sense for you. And it's going to make sense for your audience. And they're going to want to come right across that bridge with you. All right. Can you guys see why that is so awesome? I keep getting asked to do this. And all people are like, I want to know about repurposing. We get into it. And it's like, in order to repurpose, you got to start with the good stuff. Here is how you get the good stuff, right? So this methodology is super, super key to be able to nail. Now, I've been doing this for live groups here in our local area in the Boise Valley. But I've done it enough now that I'm ready to bring this onto our online world and help all of you guys. So if you are interested in getting involved in this, it is not a short thing. We will spend a good 4 to 6 hours going through this process because you are going to come with what you want to talk about, and I am going to help you dig those stories out till we find a message that's actually going to resonate. Then we're going to repurpose that. So you're going to come with one thing you want to talk about. We are going to repurpose what your entire story is, plus that, all of the attraction bridge stuff. You're going to leave with a month's worth of content from just that one story, and it's going to be good stuff that's going to get people engaged. So if you want to know how to do it, go check out repurposingfasttrack.com, where you can grab a seat to the very next workshop that we are doing, and you will be doing this method all on your own. So I hope to see you there. If you're interested in more in the event, check out Smarter Content Formula. You can get on the wait list for the event in January, February. And you can also purchase a copy of everything that happened at the event we just finished up, where we featured this and a whole lot more about storytelling. But this thing, you guys, this attraction bridge is seriously the key. I have literally seen people using this, and it's changing the face of their social media, how they're talking about people, how they are attracting people into their business. It is the most important thing that you need to nail and be able to do for your business. You can attend this workshop as many times as you want. The next one is coming your way very soon. Repurposingfasttrack.com. Go check it out. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Thanks.